What is happening, my brothers? What is happening? We are here at the Total Energies African Cup of Nations in Cote d'Ivoire 2023, and we are joined with a very special guest with us, El Hadji Diouf. If you didn't know, we're the boys from Out of Home. I've got the man with me. We got in the building.
Well, call me.
Boy Steven.
To my right.
Yes, man.
Yeah, man. How's everybody, bro? Like, let's just like set the vibes in the room and get it right first. How's everybody? Because the sun, even though you wouldn't know, the sun is shining outside, right?
Big sun. <side.
laughs> The heat is here.
A young 42 degrees.
Like the one and only El Hadji Diouf in the whole world.
Shining bright.
If you don't know, you know.
Yeah, we're very honored to have you on the show and with us today, man. It's like, it's not every day that you get to speak to a living legend, an African legend, a legend across the world, a footballing legend. And we just want to say thanks for taking out the time in your day to come through, man, honestly.
Well, it's my pleasure, you know.
Yeah.
He's a good brother of me, you know, outside of work.
Work overtime.
The good thing about us is about, like, I know him after my career. If I know him
before, I would have been a rap.
Oh, man, maybe I'm going to play only 2 years.
Take
care of me.
For a good time.
He's taking care of me. And then, you know, so we're here, obviously. Our AFCON is the CAF extension that we're doing right now. And it's about celebrating everybody from the diaspora and making them feel connected with Africa. We're out of home. We are living in the diaspora, but very much connected to our roots. And I know that you also spent some time in Europe, starting in France, England, and you also played in some other countries as well. You played for like a lot of teams, a lot of experiences. And I just wanted to know from you, what do you do when you're in Europe to stay connected to back home?
Simple. I remember when people have to know where I come from. First of all, I come from to the poor family, very poor family, you know. I never been with my mom and dad. I was always with my grandma, mm-hmm. You know. I know my dad when I was only 21 years old, you know. And for me, back in the day when I was with my grandma, you know, I used to show her, want to give me everything, but she didn't have nothing, mm-hmm. You know. I used to just be with her. And I was young and people used to say, this boy have talent, you know, he can play football. Because I used to play on the street, like African boys, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I have a chance to went to Europe, for me it was a mission. Mm-hmm. It was a mission to be good and to not come back with nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to think about only one thing. How I gonna make money to help my family, to help my grandma, you know. And for me, went to Europe, it was like a mission to go there, to work hard and did everything to come back with the good money and buy her house and take care of after my brother and sister. You know, that's why I'm not like kind of players when they went to Europe. It's about like I'm there to stay. I know after my career I was there just to one thing. Working football for me used to be like a job. Mm-hmm. I go there, work hard.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Doing everything, make money, and come to making my people and my own family to survive, because you know, we know in Africa if you don't have nothing, if you don't work for yourself, you know, nobody gonna respect you.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's a truth. You know, it's not like in Europe. You can have a little money, and you can leave. But in Africa, if you don't have money, nobody, your own family is never gonna respect you.
Yeah.
That's why I used to work hard to make it my family, and my grandma to be like one of the best grandma in the world.
So you see, we were talking about this yesterday, and we were talking about how a lot of African players who played in Europe come back to Africa. What is the significance of that?
Yo, it's like what I say at the beginning, to say my life is a mission. And when I went to Europe, I know I'm going there for mission to try to have a better life. And in my head, I'm talking about me. And what I love to see all African people do the same thing. You know, when my mission is finished in Europe, I want to go back home to share my experience with my family, with my people. You know, and sharing my experience. You know, guys, I'm not a normal person. You know, I'm the first one to win the African Player of the Year in Senegal, and the second one too.
Yeah.
You know, and for this young generation, I'm an example for them. That's why I have to come back home to teach them. You know, and to share my experience. If Senegal doing well everywhere right now in football and sport, because we all, like my Salif Aliou Cisse, Fadiga, we all say we go back home, and it's like helping our country. And as well, you know, like you need to know as well where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
I come from Senegal. I'm born in Senegal. Why am I going to stay in Europe? I'm just going in Europe for holidays and to have a good time. And my home place is in Senegal, and my own people is in Senegal. You know.
Jufi, I've got a question for you, because you mentioned that a lot of players coming from Africa, they grow up very different to, you know, if you grow up in England, France or Spain, for example, completely different environments. Do you feel like players coming from Africa, because of the way they grow up for the most part, have like a certain edge to them? Do you feel they have an advantage because of how they've grown up when it comes to playing football?
No, I can say we have an advantage for that. Just you know, when you're Africans, you need to know one thing. When you leave Africa to go into Europe, you have to work more than the people you're going to see over there. You have to be more quiet. You have to be more quiet. You have to do everything you do. You have to do doing like better. I left Africa when I was 14 years old to went to Europe by myself. You know, no parents over there. I used to be at the academy. My life have to change, because I remember in Africa when I was young, I just want to go to play with my friends. I don't need to call them to say I'm coming to your house. We're gonna play or something like that. Or I just like it up in easily there, but in Europe, everything is like, you know,
organized.
You know,
there's a specific way of doing things.
I have to change my life to be like more professional at 14 years old, because I see my friends. I used to see my friends wake up early, be on time, and I have to do the same thing. And it was so hard. And at 8 o'clock, I have to go to bed. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning, I have to be at the school. You know, and in Africa, I used to don't go to school. You know, I used to be all time with my grandma. You know, like what you say, to be African, I'm so proud to be African. But to be African in Europe can be a big problem as well.
Yeah.
You can see, you can face a lot of problems.
Mm.
And thank you God for me, I never have any problems. And when I leave Africa, I used to say on my head, I'm going there just like when I see some people doing like 10, I have to do 20.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I'm so special, and that's why my grandma used to tell me.
It comes from that phrase, working twice as good, twice as hard to be half as good. I'm sure you've heard a phrase like that, coming from well, black homes and from Africa and from African parenting. But I'm really interested to figure out what changed in you from going into, coming from Africa to Europe, assimilating to that way of life. But then there must have been a change, Jufri. Like, there must have been something in you again that said, you know what, I'm going to be myself, because we know you as a very charismatic and a very flamboyant. And what did you say, bro?
Adventurous
player. So, like, what, when was that change? When did you say, I'm going to be myself?
After you made it, after you became a professional footballer, after the whole world know you, after you are one of the best players in the world, you know, and you can say, okay, now I want to be myself. But first of all, you have to do a lot of sacrifice.
Mm.
You know, you have to do a lot of sacrifice. And when I leave Africa to come to social academies, I remember I was so talented, but I learned a lot of good things in Europe too, I can say, because when I came to the academy, first of all, I want to show them how good I am personally, but they teach me to be like, you know, to have a better organization.
Yeah.
You know, football is about like together. It's not something like you can do by yourself.
Yeah.
And they teach me that and how I can be like, have a better organization on my life. The problem we have as well in Africa is about my organization, you know. And like what you say, I have to learn quick as well, you know. I have to learn quick because to leave Africa and coming to Europe is like in Africa is every day is Saturday. You know, every day is Saturday in Europe,
every night,
you have
Saturday
to,
night.
You know, in Europe you have to be you and work with the people as well. You know, that's why I say I don't have only bad experience in Europe, because today if I'm, I become better footballer because of them as well, because they teach me where to play, how to play, and how to manage as well your career, and how to manage your money, you know, because you have to learn quick, and the time you're gonna be you is the time you are there, you are up, you are one of the best players, you coming back to, as a Ballon d'Or of Africa. I remember my life when I came to Liverpool. I see some players playing in France, and they don't know him in UK. And me, when I came to UK, it was more easy because I was top players and I played the World Cup, I played African Nation Cup, you know, finals, and, you know, it was more easy for me.
And, Chief, if I take you back to 14 years old, coming to Europe for the first time and staying in France, as a 14-year-old, it's only normal to be missing home a little bit or to be wanting something from home. What were you doing to feel that connection to back home? Was there like groups of friends? Were there places you were going up in France? How did you cope with missing home when you were in Paris?
Seriously, I never miss home because I used to always thinking about my grandma and my friends.
Okay.
You know, I always used to think about my grandma. And for my contract, I used to ask him, I'm 14 years old. At that time, I don't have money, but I used to ask him every week. They give me permission to call my grandma free.
Okay.
And in that time, we don't have in my house, we don't have like phones. They used to say, I used to call on my friend's house and to tell him in 3 days' time, to gonna tell to my grandma, at 3 o'clock, I will call her again.
Wow.
You know, because in that time in Africa, maybe on 100 house, only one house gonna have
that's
like
crazy.
A phone. You know. And that's what they should to leave. And I never disconnected by Africa because I used to be all the time thinking about my grandma, talking about my grandma, you know. And on my head as well, I used to put something like, hey, something waiting for you over there.
Mm-hmm.
Just do quick your things and you go back home, you know. That's why I say I'm special because I used all the time, used to think about Africa, come back to be having African having African wife, having African food. Mm-hmm. I never, since I made it Israel, I used to bring someone to cook for me.
Yeah,
okay. You know, something to take care of me as a like African. I used to bring all my friends Israel around me. Mm-hmm. In my house, and most of my best friends now they live in Europe because they used to ask me as well to come to Europe because when that time Europe was a dream. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about 1995. Mm-hmm.
1995.
I don't think so, you were born in 1995.
No, just about.
Europe used to be the dream of all Africans.
Yeah.
That's why for me, to having a better career and to thinking about only football used to move all my friends I used to play with at the street. I bring them to my house and we just used to have a good time. Yeah. I used to have a good time on the pitch and outside the pitch, and we're talking about like everything, you know.
It's important. So you mentioned food, which is a very big topic, you know. Myself and Kwame, Kwame's from Ghana, so we're always arguing.
Nobody's perfect.
So we're always arguing about food amongst ourselves, like even on this trip. Kwame made some food choices which were
are you analyzing my food choices?
I'm just saying. So like food is really important, it's part of the culture. Outside of Senegalese food, we know we like Senegalese food. Which countries food do you like and have you explored and tasted? Have your friends introduced you to like other African cuisine?
Seriously, I know my best friend on football is never going to be happy, Adebayo, because I went to Togo for 3 times, but the food was shit.
You heard it. Adebayo, you got 24 hours to respond.
But yes, the best food from our local dish in Senegal called Djemoudjem. The best food I had in Europe, and I used to have it everywhere I go. I'm thinking about like jollof rice, shuya from Nigeria, because I was with JJ Okocha.
Yeah.
We played together for years in Porto. Yeah. You know, and
so you kind of biased. You really had some negative influence. Yeah.
And
still African food.
Yeah. And Jamaican food as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't lose from the best sport.
One of my best friends called BB Gardner, the captain of Jamaican national team, the Reggae Boys.
Yeah.
And in my holiday, I used to go to Jamaica all the time.
Oh, you got to tell us about your Jamaican trips.
And I used to have a rice and peas.
Yeah.
You know, and
keep going.
And I used to have a good time with him as well.
No, there's more food.
Oxtail, jerk chicken, curry goat, white rice, plantain. Plantain for all of you.
Plantain.
What?
Plantain. Wait. Plantain or plantain?
Bami, fried fish.
Plantain?
Yeah, my guy.
Yeah, there you go.
We have to stop the podcast.
Yeah,
And I engine food as well.
You do have
engine food. You know, in Manchester, when you live in Manchester, you should go to. They have a lot of engine food.
Yeah,
they've even got the curry miles. Like, all of those different engine food shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Manchester.
Yeah. Juvi, it seems that like you know, like in your career, you've always had a mission, and even now, you're all about travel. And meeting other people and sampling, you know, like their cultures and the cultures and their experiences. What do you think is the importance as being a CAF ambassador of going to different African nations and seeing like the development of for football? How important is that to you?
For that, I think so. Like what I say for the young generation, it's not about what I'm doing. As a CAF ambassador, is to teaching the young boys they can be CAF ambassador too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because on your time you have to be good.
Yeah.
You have to respect everything and give everything for Africa.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what they say. My grandma used to tell me, "You used to work for your name, and after your name, work for you."
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like that.
When I was young, I used to think about only one thing, doing everything to be famous, to be one of the top players in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Africa. To be one of the biggest ambassadors for my country,
yeah,
and for my continent, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why when I have a chance to talk about the young generation, it's about to tell them, you, when you're young, because you're going to play only for 15, 20 years,
yeah,
and after your best life,
yeah,
if you manage yourself, yeah, very well, your best life is going to start.
Yeah.
And I'm working for the Senegalese government,
yeah,
and I work for GAF, so proud to be GAF ambassador because of what I did for Africa when,
yeah,
I was a player.
And your
country. I never leave some people talking about batting about our African Nation Cup, you know.
Yeah.
And the most important thing for what you're asking me about, like for what I did before for Africa, that's why I'm here, that's why I'm talking about the young generation. Give everything for Africa, be proud of Africa, and do it, work hard,
yeah,
and tomorrow to become an ambassador like me and OTJ Okocha.
Jufu, do you see more, we spoke about your journey of like going to Europe with always the intention of coming back. We're all part of the diaspora here and have roots to the motherland. Do you see more people now from Europe who didn't grow up in Africa? Do you see more of like an influence of them now coming to Africa because of what people like you have done?
Yeah, definitely yes, because we changed the view of Africa. You know, and before, I remember when I was at the academy at 14 years old, they're talking about only, they think everything bad happening in Africa.
Mm.
And now they know the and we did the great things, like as a legend, or with, not only the footballers and singers, we talked about Code of Africa and taking our friends and show them Africa is one of the best continents in the world, and
right,
the future of the world is in Africa too.
Yeah.
You know, and I think so that things change a lot. And as well, like what you say, you can be the best player in the world, but when you come from Africa, when you have some holiday and when you have a time, you have to go back to Africa, because it's us only we can sell our continent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got everything, but if we leave the countries. If we leave the continent, no one can follow us,
mm-hmm,
you know. And like what they always say, the future and the time is in Africa. We have to come back more and do a lot for them. Just watch right now. The whole world is in Ivory Coast for the African Nation Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not about only football.
Yeah.
We're talking about football, and it's a carnival too.
It's
a carnival too.
Yeah.
Because it's a time to, you can see, watch here, you can see how many nationalities here.
Yeah.
And we all feel like Africans.
Yeah.
We all feel like Africans, and that's the beauty of this tournament.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of Africa.
It's great that you touched on the tournament itself, because in the lead up to the Total Energies African Cup of Nations, we always hear in Europe, managers saying, "Oh, this about the cup, do they have to go?" Or people not understanding why players want to play in this competition. For you in your career, did you ever have those conversations? And like,
of
can
course.
You just let people know, like, why do you love coming for this? Why did you love playing in this tournament?
You know, I have just an argument before this African Nation Cup with the coach of Montpellier. when he say to his players, "You don't go to the African Nation Cup,"
wow,
because the club pay you more than Africa,
wow,
you know. And I used to have that problem with Gerard Weir in Liverpool.
Really?
When I used to play for Liverpool, I remember he used to call me on his office to tell me, "Don't go, because if you go, you come back, it's going to be hard to find your place again." I say, before you sign me biggest contract of Liverpool, you know I'm African.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to play for Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was the best player because I played for African
and
teams.
That's part of the reason why they signed you, right?
It's more easy for me. I was clear.
Yeah.
It's more easy for me to leave Liverpool than live in my country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simple. You're happy, you're not happy, I'm going to play at this African Nation Cup,
yeah,
because I prefer to win African Nation Cup than Champions League.
Yeah, no, sure. It means more,
I'm telling you,
right?
It means more for me and for my continent and for my country.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that's why most of the coach and most of the people to say that they don't know they don't have the feeling to be international.
Yeah.
You have to be international, you understand me? Or maybe they fail when they was playing. That coach used to play in Montpellier or Nantes, but he never been international players.
Yeah.
He don't have that feeling.
Definitely.
And for me, like what they say to my boys, you can face on that problems, but.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I ask you to come back home to play because when you finish your career, the easiest thing is about like to go back home to share your experience with your people.
On that, do you feel you see a lot of players who maybe have Senegalese, Ivorian background, but they maybe play for France, for example, or you know, players playing for England that maybe have Nigerian or Ghanaian background. Do you think we'll start to see more people wanting to represent African countries as opposed to European teams?
Yeah, but you know, like today, I cannot blame Patrick Vieira because back in the day, Patrick Vieira cannot come to play for Senegal. Senegalese, he can come to play for Senegal. I remember, Ibrahim Ba, you remember?
Yeah, they
used to play for France, but on that time, I understand, because the organization was not good in Africa.
Yeah.
But now, we have the same organization,
yeah.
And the African Nation Cup is a very good tournament.
Yeah.
And you have everything to be happy in Africa, you know. And it's hard for some people not born in Africa. They don't know Africa very well. But I know some of them, like Abdou Diallo from Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah.
After he came to play with us in Senegal, he was so happy.
Yeah.
He buy his house over there. He's thinking about only one thing, finishing his career, he's come back home. You know, some people not born in Africa, it's hard for them. But I see someone, they don't have a, it's about like two things. Someone, they don't have a, nothing to waiting.
Right.
To waiting to get called by France or England. And I think so, the best thing they can have to come back home. And like what they say in Senegal, since I'm working for the Senegalese national team, if I hear one player, we need to say, I'm waiting for France team or for England team, we finish with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nothing to, because In your head, in your mind, you already choose.
Yeah.
You understand me? But me, when I was, I can tell you, when I was 14 years old, 15 years old, they used to call me to play for the French national team. Because most of my friends used to be for the French national team under 15.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I was so glad to say, no, I'm not French, but I would love to one day make him proud, my grandparents and my family, to put the Senegalese national team,
mm-hmm.
you know. What they have to say to these boys, definitely you're going to have a better time to come and to play in Africa. You know, you're going to have fun and you're gonna play your best football.
We need to talk about fun, man. Like, it's time now, guys. It's time.
I wanted to touch on something quickly because I feel like what we're talking about is the misconception of African football to the rest of the world. And I think it does lead on to a little bit of fun,
yeah.
right? But if the Total Energies African Cup of Nation is doing its job to change the misconception of African football to the rest of the world, what is the most like? What is El Hazi do for Jufi? How are you the most? How do people misconstrue you? Like, what is the thing that people?
Yeah.
What's the most? Yeah. How do people misconstrue you? Sorry, that's the question.
How people
misunderstand?
Yeah, sorry, that's it. Yeah. What's the most misunderstood? Why are you so misunderstood? That's it.
Because I'm different and special.
He says with a smile.
When I was playing, I used to be a bad loser.
Right.
And on the pitch, I give everything. And when people see me down the road or somewhere, they think I'm so arrogant as well. Because as well, I'm a pretty boy. I'm a pretty boy. Back in the day, I'm the first African players to having tattoos and, big cars, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I was young and I just want to do my life, you know. And I think some people used to don't like that. You know, they wanted me to be, humble or something like that. But for me, nothing to be like a humble guy, you know. And
flex sometimes.
And as well, because everything I'm thinking about, I will say it.
Yeah.
That's my person, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking about myself that question as well. Why? And I think my book gonna be my book gonna call like misunderstood.
Oh, I can go straight if you feel like.
So like me when meeting you as well, like I also from what everybody is saying, the reality is like very different. Like when we go out, everybody like genuine love when they see you, and you always take time to take pictures with everybody, have a good time with everybody. If there's someone when we're out that's not having a good time, like if we'd want to invite them, hey, come on, make them smile. So like, yeah, I think it's a misunderstanding. and then you know, sometimes it's good to flex, you know.
Seriously, it's like what you say.
Mm.
How many people I meet?
Yeah.
The first time, and they say, that's right, you gotta have to do the same thing.
No, this is true. Yeah.
And when I'm reading sometimes the papers, or when I'm
like, who is this?
Looking my career, I'm thinking about like, what the hell? What are they talking about? Mm. You know?
But I think that comes from the new, like, you grew up in a time where the newspapers own the narrative.
Yeah.
Now you have social media, you know, you can communicate directly with your fans and they know more about you and your personality. So
I think
media has also changed a bit, and you know, even something like this,
us having a conversation. I'm El Hajjouf as well, because I'm so controversial and people don't know who I am.
Yeah.
It's part of the
there was a moment.
Nothing about they talk about me, but they don't know nothing about me. Since they meet me, they start to know me.
But
and they
true.
Want to know me.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Because I guess like there's been so much of a change and shift of the how.
And the best thing is about like to not communicate with that. I want the people to come to see me.
Yeah.
And too much communication is not communication. Communication is a communication.
You know, because it's true. Because if you say that's not true, that's not me. Nobody would believe you, right?
Mm.
But they have to come experience.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. No, for real. Sorry.
I mean, it's all linked.
Yes.
We want to talk a little bit about fun. You know, we were chatting offline a little bit before about we all like to enjoy ourselves here. And I think you embody that. You said you've been to Jamaica, you've been all these places. Like, have you always been like this? Have you always just been that guy that wants to have a good time and enjoy yourself?
Of course, we're here on this life for what?
Mm.
We're here to enjoy. Since, like what I always say, I love to be with my people and I love to have fun. And I have a family, I have a kid, I have three daughters.
Mm.
I give them all. And I respect my wives, you know. I got two wives.
Oh.
And I give them all. I give them my love. I give them everything. But what do you want me to do more than them? Since I'm with my kids, I want to have fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is about fun. I work hard. Thank you, God, you know, where I come from and where I am right now.
Yeah.
And as he can tell you, everywhere I go, I just want to have fun and enjoy, and I don't think so I do something wrong, you know.
This is officially the Minister of Enjoyment. If you're not having fun,
please visit the minister.
Okay, so then that the minister of fun is really truly here, and then also music is a large part of what Africa is about. The semi-finalists between Nigeria, South Africa, Congo, and who is the last semi-finalist?
Cote d'Ivoire.
How could I forget? They're all known for their music and their dances as well. How important is music to African culture? And then what kind of music do you like?
Like what I always say, music goes along with football. Football goes along with music. And most of the musicians you see, one of my best friends is a musician, Akon, from Senegal, you know. Yeah. And we used to play together on the street back in the day. And he's still playing football.
What's the level?
You know,
it's good.
He's not good, but he's a good footballer. Davido, you play good football as well. Yeah. You know, I like the beauty of African football, like what I said before, is a African nation cup carnival.
Yeah.
You know, because we after you went to the stadium, you always have something to do.
Yeah.
And when we have in rest as well, we can go down the pool, put in our music, dancing. People join us. People we don't know.
Mm.
You know, and that's why everybody's and everyone waiting for the African Nation Cup, because it's a time we can come to get connected by music and football.
And then we need to go to Afro Nation this year.
Definitely.
You know, make it happen.
You mentioned Davido and Akon. What are some of your favorite other African artists, if you have some that are around at this time?
You know, I know them all in Africa, and I love all music. You know, I love to go to clubbing.
Yeah.
You know, on my
after work, right? With this one, the after work.
On my and your man gonna be happy because I used to when I was in Jamaica. I used to hang out with Bon Tequila, Elephant Man, Vibes Castle,
everything.
I always like, you cannot leave with Bibi Ghana,
Kudisan Pepe,
right. And to be friend with Usain Bolt, and you don't like music.
Yeah, definitely.
And all my friends, most of my very good friends, and my advisor, the musician, Yusuf Ndour.
Yeah.
You know, and I grew up with music.
Jufi, you've mentioned a lot of like your friends. Who was your partner in crime when you was playing? Apart from Steven now. Who was the person that after a match you're calling and you know you guys are going to have a good weekend?
Oof.
My best on football or outside football?
No, in football.
On football is definitely Emmanuel Adebayor.
Wow.
Football is Emmanuel Adebayor because we're similar. He have a good heart. It's like sharing. And he's a good person. He's a good looking guy. He's a wonderful person. I love to be with JJ as well. JJ is my big brother. It's different, you know. The thing I can do with Ade and that can do with JJ. And Ade is my very good friend. He can call me like more than 1,000 times. One day, me as well, you know.
Was there anyone that surprised you? Like, for example, when you was at Liverpool, that you said, that person's actually fun on the night out.
Not to surprise me, it's still...
Jamie Carragher.
Jamie Carragher.
No.
He likes Afrobeats.
Jamie Carragher, maybe, because he used to talk a lot.
Yeah.
But no talent. You know. He was a good player. You can say whatever you want. Maybe you don't like me, I don't like him, but I always say CBG is a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. Just, he wasn't happy because what I achieved was my country. He never did the same thing for England.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a king of my country, and he's the only mayor.
Wow. Number 24 hours to respond to Stevie G, so if you listen, you know what to do.
But in your time in Bolton, it was like a different vibe there, you know? It was like, how was that? Was it more fun in Bolton?
Because I used to have a coach, Big Sam. You know, and Chiragwe was hard with me, just not connecting with the young generation, you know. And Sam was a man to used to manage me, talking to me, taking me as his kids, you know. And JJ can tell you, if the time you're having, you're going to talk with JJ, you ask him who's the best manager you have. Definitely is Sam Allardyce, because he was there for us and he was understanding us. And that's why we used to play good football in Bolton as well. Liverpool is a big club, but in Bolton I have more fun on the pitch. And we used to have a good player. If you say, we used to have a good goalkeeper, Yeskalainen.
Yeah,
it's called. JJ Okocha, Stelios Giannakopoulos, European champions, Greece. And Ivan Campo, Madrid. Hierro Fernando.
We finished fifth and
Premier League.
You know, a lot of us are Arsenal fans, so we know personally that Baltimore are a good team.
We used to hammer you guys. I
wouldn't say hammer, but yeah. You
that's how I used to talk to Arsene Wenger every time he came to play against us. He said, "Well, I don't like this game." So, you know, before I came here, we're going to lose, because when we play a team like Arsenal, what you should to do? You just like fight them. Fight them, because they used to have that time good footballer, Fabregas, all this boy. Jerry Hardy was unbelievable. But we used to love big games. We can lose game against like Sheffield, but we never really gonna lose against Arsenal, Manchester United, or Chelsea.
Who do you say was the best player?
Yeah, I was gonna ask
you came across in your career and also in Africa.
The best player
that you played against?
I play against.
Was there ever some time you were
like, I think so. The best player I play against is the best player I play with.
Okay, that would be
JJ Okocha.
Yeah.
I'm talking about talent.
I'm talking
about talent. Maybe he doesn't have the same career like DJ Drogba or Samuel Eto'o. But we're talking about talent.
Ability.
Talented players. Like sharp and so clever on the pitch.
Technique, everything.
Right? Technique, because the best player, you don't see him at the game, you see him at the training.
Yeah.
You know, we used to train him every day, and Jay was unbelievable. I'm still talking sometime when I have a time to see Ronaldinho, I'm asking him, who's the best player in the PC? It's the same thing, did your coach.
And throwing it forward to this generation, obviously this has been an African Cup of Nations with the most amount of goals. Which players have caught your eye or have excited you in this tournament, if any?
Maybe people are going to say because I'm Senegalese, but the best player so far on this tournament called Lamin Kamara.
He's had a top talent.
And this boy, he was a champion with Shan. Under 17, under 20, and that's his first African Nation Cup.
He's a talent.
And not because he scored some beautiful goal in this AFCON, but I see him in training. This boy going to be like, if you continue like this, he's going to be like one of the best midfielders in the world. And he works so hard. He works so hard. And if we would tell you 2 years ago, 1 year ago, he used to play for the Senegalese league. You know, I mean Kamara. But this tournament is special. You don't see, most of the biggest players and most of the big team, they get out already. You know, that's why I didn't see a lot
Do you think my theory on this, I was just the same with a couple of the guys as well, is that I think most of them play in Europe, so when you come here it's very hot, it's hard because you almost have to change the way you play in this tournament with the weather and with everything? Do you think that might be a factor or not really? Or what do you put it down to?
Well, this is a different competition because when you come to Africa, you have to play with your heart. Mm. And when you play for your club, you have to show them how good you are, you know. And that's the difference. In Africa, maybe it's going to be so hot, you play at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you have to forget about everything. You have to do only, you have to put only one thing in your mind. We have to win that game for our country. Doesn't matter how we win it, but ugly win doesn't exist in Africa. Mm-hmm. You have to win it. You have to go by round and round, you know. That's why I say it's different to play in Africa. Than, most of the players, they don't understand that, but it's a...
You see that. And then let's have some fun now. We're at the semi-final stage, so let's go around us, and then we have to pick our winner for the tournament, and we're going to see who is right. So let's go from this way around.
I think it's there's probably a couple surprises, but I think the team that seemed the most organised, Nigeria. And I'm not just saying that for my brother here, but I think the way that they played, they haven't conceded many goals. They have like the foundation. On the flip side, shout out to you, Cote d'Ivoire, they've got the home crowd, they've got the home advantage, they've pulled off some miracles already.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a miracle they even got through to the knockout stages, so it's tough, but I think Nigeria probably have like the tactical fundamentals to win.
What about you, Key?
I'd have to agree with you. As you said, Nigeria probably looked like the best outfit from an organisational standpoint, but for what it would mean for the country and for where my heart is at, I would love to see Cote d'Ivoire win the African Cup of Nations.
Because you say Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria, I would put my money on Congo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Careful. Because they have good players and good organization too, and they have good coach. And from my experience of this kind of tournament, the best team, never win good tournament like that. And if you see the tournament, how easy it is, I think this, be careful of these two teams, South Africa, and I put my money between South Africa
Against it.
You don't even need to ask.
Yeah, let's ask
Kwame.
Thank you.
I would say that I'm also very worried about Cote d'Ivoire because obviously the home crowd, and like you said, they've done miracles. And I think when you keep advancing, the confidence, you kind of feel
but I don't say Cote d'Ivoire cannot win. I say be careful of these teams. Two teams.
So that's what we're doing. But obviously, I'm backing our boys, the harmonies in the squad, and like
our boys.
We know, yes.
Nigeria,
of course. And we normally it takes us 10 years to win the Yako, so we're due to win. And then I'll pass over to my Ghanaian brother. Yeah. I'm sure he's gonna lend his support to Nigeria.
No.
Can I get into this African nation?
So it's funny. Everyone's talking about Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire in the final, but something in me just thinks that Congo will shock the world, and there'll be a big party. And as we know, the Congolese don't need any excuse for a party. So if that happens, I also think that would be nice.
South Africa beats Morocco 2-0.
We're talking
about the best team today. If you see the ranking in Africa,
they came third in that.
Morocco is first.
Yeah.
And they get beat, not in penalty, by South Africa.
Yeah.
And now, South Africa, they know they can manage the game until the penalties.
They
have a very good goalkeeper on penalties. Amazing. Not because of this, the last game. Because
he won awards before, in the season. It was amazing. Like when I was hearing it on radio, that the form is bad. So I just thought the penalties were bad penalties until I watched it. I was like, these were good penalties. Yeah. I was like, better saves. True. It was scary.
I don't think in the world is something like this
happened before.
I was watching it. I was like, who's ever won a penalty shootout? 1-0.
Yeah.
I was thinking, imagine it finished 1-0 and the penalty shootout. Like, has that ever happened before?
That's true. Has anyone got any other questions? If not, then we'll leave the last word to you, Juve.
But I love to ask him a question because I know you're from Ghana, Nigeria.
Yes. Trinidad.
Trinidad, Tobago. Tuad York.
Yes, Tuad York. Tuad York.
You're definitely from Africa. If you have to choose one country, the nationality, where are you going to be?
Oh, I like this.
Wait,
I like
sorry. You have to choose an African country.
I have to choose a African country.
If you could play for one.
If I had to choose to play for one right now, out of the four, or just
right now,
out of all of them, jeez, man. I think my style of play. I think my style of play would have suited potentially Senegal or Ghana. Yeah. Or maybe Nigeria. Apparently, my granddad was 78% Nigerian in his heritage test, so I'm probably somewhere in there.
And what position?
Right back. I played right back, when I was playing, so yeah, I'd probably be a fullback.
You don't want to be a shiny player.
Say again?
Right back is not a shiny player.
I was a flying fullback. Ask about me, man.
You can't say fullback.
I was a flying fullback, man. But remember, I'm from a different era when it comes to football. But I was very good, man. You can find me, you can look me up still.
It's a hard question.
It's very hard.
I'm gonna choose a political answer. Because my girlfriend, my partner, she's from Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone. And they never been to the African
nation. In Cameroon.
They were there.
Yeah, but being there means like you pass
the poster. I'll be the poster boy for Sierra Leone. I'll be the one you want bringing glory to the nation.
What would you call it? You would be there shining there, wouldn't it?
Exactly. You see me, you land in Sierra Leone, you just see me with all of the advertisements. I'll be there, man. I got your back.
Person I've got a shiny player, you
know? Right back.
Fullback. I'm that. Ask about me, man.
We're gonna play football before we.
I can't.
Okay, let's do that.
I can't play football. My Achilles.
So, Key, I'll let you shut it down for us.
You've been listening to the Out of Home podcast and watching the Out of Home podcast at the Total Energies African Cup of Nations 2023 with the man, the myth, and the legend, El Hadji Diouf. Thank you so much for your time, my bro, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hopefully it was fun.
My party animal. Thank you, guys.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.